In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is in our midst.
He is and ever shall be.
Your grace, beloved brethren in Christ, as these two fierce demoniacs met Jesus, they cried out, "What have you to do with us, O Son of God? Have you come here to torment us before the time?" With the first strong statement, what have you to do with us, O Son of God? The two demoniacs, or rather the two men possessed by the evil one, confessed and proclaimed his divinity and his Godhead. And this confession, which came from the mouth of the devil, comes in contrast to the multitudes who called him just a man. And all the crowds were amazed and said, "Can this be the Son of David?" And even the Pharisees and the lawyers and the scribes called him the ruler of demons. It's not only by the ruler of demons that this fellow cast out demons. With the second statement, the demoniacs confessed that they were invisibly receiving blows and suffering from his mere presence among them. And Matthew indeed relates that they said, "Have you come to torment us before the time?" And the other evangelists have added that they entreated him not to cast them into the deep, for they supposed that their punishment was now close up because they feared the torment. They could not deny their sinfulness, but they demand not to suffer the punishment before the time. They knew, the evil one, the devil, knew that he is the right and the just judge who is going to judge the living and the dead. And this judge had caught them in the act of committing those incurable horror and deforming his creatures in this very ugly way. Since they knew that they will be punished in the last judgment, they asked, "Why are you going to punish us now, before the time of the second coming?" Because of the excess of their crimes, they supposed that Christ would not wait the time of their punishment. For this reason, they beseeched him, they besought him, and entreated him. And the demons begged him, "If you cast us out, send us away into the herd of swine." Now the main question, why did Jesus fulfill the devil's request, allowing them to depart into the herd of swine? The answer is that he's not yielding to them, but to teach us how great the malice of the dangerous enemies is when we are delivered from those wicked demons and tyrants. And second, to make us learn how the evil one, not even against the swine, is brave and bold, except when God allows him to do so. And third, to show us that the devil treats us more grievously than the swine themselves. And fourth, to learn in our calamities that we have to enjoy God's providence and care to us. From this gospel this morning, we learn that the devil hates us more than the beast, and was truly evident in these two demoniacs themselves. And this devil did not spare the swine, but in one just second of time, he was cast all of them down into this deep bank, much more that they would have done so to the man whom they possessed, leading them towards destruction. This gospel is itself a great instance of providence, in that according to each man's profit, the work also of God's providence is displayed. Sometimes God allows the evil one to destroy things or animals or other than human beings, so that we may learn the power of God. And in our modern society, brethren in Christ, the evil one labors to drive us astray, to dismay us, and everywhere he rejoices in our destruction. And this destruction anyone may see happening now, even in the tombs of this society, possessed by the evil motives. And this secular society in which we live, nothing can restrain it from its madness, not iron, nor chain, nor multitude of men, nor advice, nor admonition, nor terror, nor threat, nor any other such thing. It makes its followers to go about naked like the demoniac, and stripped of God's glory, cutting themselves with stones, not with stones, but with the sins more hurtful than any stones. And who then shall be able to bind the evil one of this secular society? We should believe that the power of Christ is gloriously proclaimed in our lives, and the wickedness of the demons from which he delivers us is plainly indicated in our faith, and how the devil wants power to touch everything which we have, even without permission from the God of all. Where no one knows God, he makes his miracles to shine out so as to bring us over to the knowledge of his divinity. Brethren in Christ, we are called to lead the present life in the faith of God, and to conquer the devil which tries to enter into our lives, and at the end to look upon the Son of Righteousness, and to attain unto the good things promised by him, and to which God grant we may all attain by the grace of love towards man of our Lord Jesus Christ, to whom be glory and might forever and ever. Amen.